KJAN Sports.
Time for Check Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Bull Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school sports last night, a lot of wrestling around the region. In a double duel at Atlantic last night, the Trojans beat Clarinda 36-33. It was Creston over Atlantic 37-24, and Creston beating Clarinda 58-9. Over at Abraham Lincoln High School, Glenwood beat Shenandoah 63-9. Glenwood over Abe Lincoln 69-9, and Shenandoah beat Abe Lincoln 51-22. At Red Oak last night, Red Oak defeated Kemper Catholic 48-32. Harlan downed Red Oak 46-32, and Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 54-27. At Guthrie Center last night, it was Guthrie Center beating Bedford Lennox 54-27. Guthrie Center a winner over Riverside 43-33. And Guthrie Center beating Coon Rapids Bayard 45-29. Over at Stewart last night, Panorama beat West Central Valley 66-4. West Central Valley over Van Meter 39-36. Panorama beat Exira EHK 54-23. Panorama over Van Meter 60-24. And Exira EHK and Van Meter wrestled to a 36-all draw. Also at Trainer last night, it was Trainer beating St. Albert 33-27, Tri-Center over Trainer 48-24, and Tri-Center beat St. Albert 53-21. At Southwest Iowa High School last night, Southwest Iowa beat Corning 42-33, East Mills over Corning 45-25, and East Mills beat Southwest Iowa 60-22. Up in Carroll last night, Carroll beat Denison 66-18, and Carroll over Boone 51-28. At Greenfield, Nottoway Valley beat Pleasant Valley 42-22. Nottoway Valley over Martinsdale St. Mary's 54-18, and Pleasantville beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 42-30. Also at Mobile last night, Woodbury Central beat Woodbine 58-18. It was Woodbury Central over Logan Magnolia 44-18, and Woodbury Central downing West Monona 76-6 in high school wrestling. In basketball last night, in boys' hoops, AHST defeating Essex by a final of 46-29. It was St. Albert over Abraham Lincoln 58-45, and Shenandoah beat Stanton 49-41. In girls' basketball last night, AHST over Essex 49-44, Stanton beating Shenandoah 59-47. Well, the weekly girls' high school basketball ratings from the Girls Athletic Union out yesterday afternoon. It's Mason City, still number one in the Class 5A rankings. In Class 4A, Bishop Heelan Catholic remains on top, Winterset second. Denison is up to number 10 this week. Harlan jumps into the ratings at number 14. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is top rated in this week's poll. Also in Class 2A, Western Christian remains number one. IKM Manning stays put at number two. Panorama is down four spots to number seven, while Missouri Valley drops from seventh to 12th in this week's poll. In Class 1A, Bedford remains top-rated with Arweva number 2. Adair Casey stays put at number 7. Stanton is up a place to number 9, while Villisca moves up one spot this week. They're in at number 11 in the weekly poll. In women's college hoops action last night, Iowa handed Iowa State its first loss of the season.
Cue up the band! Iowa 50! Iowa State 42. The Hawks have knocked off the 22nd ranked team in the nation.
Well, that's Brett Balbinot with the call on the Learfield Sports Network. That's how you heard it here last night. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says the key was the Hawkeyes' defense. The 22nd ranked Cyclones entered the contest, averaging 74 points per game.
You know, they took 34 threes out of their 57 shots and only made 20% of them. And so that was, you know, I thought that was a key that didn't allow them to get to the free throw line when you're taking that many threes. Well, we got to the free throw line 25 times because we kept trying to penetrate, even though they were sagging off of us, and at least we got to the free throw line.
Junior guard Thierra Taylor, who suffered three ACL injuries over her college career, led Iowa with 11 points, but Bluter was more impressed with Taylor's 9 rebounds.
And quite honestly, at the beginning of the year, she was not somebody we were sending to the boards. And she came to us and she told us that she wanted to crash the boards. And one of the reasons we weren't having her crash was because of the knee situation and her hesitancy maybe in going there.
At 7-3 now, the Hawkeyes have already beaten UNI, and they can claim the mythical state title if they can get by Drake in Des Moines on December 16th. The Bulldogs beat North Dakota State in Fargo last night, 62-50. In men's college basketball, Doug McDermott scored 27 points. Gregory Echenique had 12 points and 12 rebounds. Number 16 Creighton pulled away in the second half for a 64-42 win over Nebraska in the annual meeting of the in-state rivals. Creighton won in Lincoln for the first time since 2004. The Blue Jays got 10 assists from Grant Gibbs as they improved to 8-1 on the season. Dylan Talley led the way with 14 points for the Cornhuskers, who are now 6-2 on the season. Creighton guard Josh Jones was held overnight and will undergo further testing today at a Lincoln hospital after passing out before the Blue Jays game against Nebraska. Coach Greg McDermott wrote in a text message to the Associated Press Thursday night that Jones is tired but doing well. McDermott said after the game that Jones fainted during pregame warmups. He was taken out of the Devaney Center on a stretcher. Jones was diagnosed with a bacterial infection early in his senior year at Omaha Central High School. He underwent open-heart surgery to replace his aortic valve with one that's formed from cow tissue. He resumed playing basketball in December of 2007 and hadn't had any heart issues since then. Elsewhere in men's top 25 hoops last night, number 4 Syracuse beat Long Beach State 84-53. Number 11th ranked Cincinnati beat Arkansas Little Rock 87-53, and 17th rated San Diego State an 84-70 winner over UC Santa Barbara. Iowa hosts Iowa State in the 66th meeting in that men's basketball series tonight. Both teams are off to solid starts to the season. The Cyclones are 6-2, and Coach Fred Hoiberg has won his first two meetings with the Hawkeyes as the ISU head coach.
It's a great game to be a part of, and it's fun for the fans. It's fun for the state. You know, both of us, I think, are on the right track. I think both of us have very good recruiting classes, and it's a game that we're going to have to be prepared for. They do a lot of things defensively, and they're really getting that ball up and down the floor. But again, we're looking forward to it. It should be a fun challenge.
Hoiberg says the Iowa program is headed in the right direction, and the Hawks will be tough on their home court.
We're going to have to be at our best, getting ready for their multiple defenses and the motion offense that they run. And they've got good players, and their guys are playing well. But we'll bounce back and go over there and throw everything we got at them.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Cyclones are a talented and experienced team.
I've been really impressed with them. Just watching them a little bit on film and then, reading about them. Very experienced group. Lucius is a fifth-year senior. Babb's a fifth-year senior. Clyburn's a senior. McGee's a senior. And what that means is, if you look at them, they are physically strong and they're very athletic. So it's an athletic, quick team.
McCaffrey says the Cyclones are one of the top rebounding teams in the country.
So we have our hands full on the glass. I mean, they run good stuff, a lot of NBA stuff. Obviously, Fred was a successful NBA player and spent a lot of years in the NBA. They run a lot of good man-to-man offense with counters, and they're going to test our defense and our ability to handle their athletic power in a big way.
Iowa leads the all-time series 42-23. You can catch that game live tonight here on KJAN. 6 o'clock, we get it started with the pregame show. 7:05 is tip-off from Carver Hawkeye Arena. A couple of games in the NBA last night. New York beat Miami 112-92. It was Dallas over Phoenix 97-94. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6 and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In college football news, Tennessee has hired Cincinnati's Butch Jones as its next football coach. Jones has a 50-27 record in 6 seasons as a head coach. He went 27-13 in 3 seasons at Central Michigan and has gone 23-14 at Cincinnati the last 3 years. He followed Notre Dame's Brian Kelly at each of those stops. At Tennessee, the 44-year-old Jones will succeed Derek Dooley, who was fired November 18th after going 15-21 in 3 years. Dooley posted a losing record in each of his 3 seasons at Tennessee, the first time since 09-11 that the 1909-11 that the Volunteers have finished below 500 3 straight years. The school announced that hiring today. Jones had declined an offer to coach Colorado yesterday, the same day Charlie Strong announced he'd turned down an offer from Tennessee, as he'll remain at Louisville. In other coaching news, Barry Alvarez heads back to the Wisconsin sidelines for one game at least. He says he'll coach the Badgers in next month's Rose Bowl, where they'll play number 8 Stanford. Alvarez coached Wisconsin for 16 seasons. That move comes a day after former coach Brett Bielema took the job at Arkansas. Arkansas State says defensive coordinator John Thompson will serve as interim coach for the Red Wolves as they prepare to play number 25 Kent State in the GoDaddy.com Bowl next month. Thompson takes over for Gus Malzahn, who's leaving Arkansas State for Auburn after one season. Mike Gundy says he intends to remain at Oklahoma State amid a report that he was offered the job at Tennessee. Cowboys finished 7-5 and are playing in the Heart of Dallas Bowl on New Year's Day. In other college football news, Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o has won the Walter Camp National Player of the Year Award and the Maxwell Award that's given to the nation's most outstanding football player. Te'o beat out finalists Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel, Kansas State quarterback Colin Klein, USC receiver Marquise Lee, and Oregon running back Kenyon Barner. Te'o also won the Chuck Bednarik Award for Outstanding Defensive Player. Jonathan Banks of Mississippi won the Jim Thorpe Award for the nation's top defensive back. K-State's Colin Klein won the Johnny Unitas Award for the best senior quarterback. Texas A&M's Johnny Manziel won the Davey O'Brien Award given to the nation's best QB. Louisiana Tech's Ryan Allen has won the Ray Guy Award for the second consecutive year as the best punter. Wisconsin's Monte Ball won the Doak Walker Award as the nation's most outstanding running back. Tulane's Cairo Santos won the Lou Groza Award for outstanding place kicker. Offensive tackle Luke Jockel of Texas A&M is the Outland Trophy winner for outstanding interior lineman. Southern California's Marquise Lee is the Fred Biletnikoff winner for the best college receiver. In the NFL last night, Peyton Manning threw for 310 yards and had his 30th touchdown pass of the season on the game's opening drive to help the Denver Broncos roll to their 8th straight victory, a 26-13 win over the Oakland Raiders. Manning completed 26 of 36 passes for the Broncos. This is Manning's 7th NFL season throwing at least 30 touchdown passes. He became the latest quarterback to reach 5,000 career completions, and he earned his record 12th 10-win season as a starter. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.